It is a midnight call, and Neil Atkinson joined by Julien Laurent from ESPN to have a chat about Thomas Tuchel, who's taken over at Chelsea. And we're doing this around the time we get to see his first lineup, which is quietly quite interesting. Jorginho back in, Havertz in. He goes with Hudson-Odoi. We'll talk about his style in a minute, Julien, but it feels to me as though this was always, and by this I mean the Premier League, this was always likely to be Tuchel's trajectory, that after Paris Saint-Germain, whether it was a massive success or a failure and it ends up being somewhere in between, the next thing he probably would have looked to have done would have been to coach in the Premier League.
Yes, you're right, Neil. That was always his ambition and his objective. I think even when he was in Paris already, in the back of his mind, he had this idea. He got in touch with Chelsea. Chelsea got in touch with him before he agreed to, as he had agreed to go to PSG, they wanted him to replace Antonio Conte, so he could not go at that time. I think he knew very well that United, Manchester United, were really keen on him. Certainly, they liked his profile in case they would get rid of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. So he knew that his value was quite high in English football anyway. So I think he was very happy with that. We saw him, I interviewed him before the Manchester United game against PSG in the Champions League, a couple of months ago, less than that even. And you could tell that the way he did his interview with BT Sport, the way he spoke to English media, that as often with managers who want to come here in England, he was already in sort of seducing mode. And I think he would be very happy to be here. He didn't want to come to England for the sake of it. He wanted to come to a top club. And certainly he would have rather waited for the summer to come to Chelsea and not come here at the end of Jan, when you play every 3 days, when you've got a big game very soon coming against Spurs, for example, away as well. So there was a lot of that, of why he would have rather waited for the summer. But you can also see why he changed his mind and decided that, you know what, it's better that I come now, because in the summer, for a reason, maybe they would give the job to someone else, or things could have changed. So I think it was wise for him, and maybe a few more millions on his paycheck helped too, but it was probably wise for him to accept to come now.